Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch, and this is our before and after for Black Widow. This is the exact same thing that I did with The Rise of Skywalker for Tuscan Radio back in December 2019. So basically what this is, if you've not seen Black Widow yet, don't worry. This first part is going to be completely spoiler-free. There will be a very noticeable change. There's going to be some music. You guys will know when we get into Black Widow spoilers. And not to mention, I will say that I've just seen Black Widow. So, this is my last chance to do predictions for the film. Okay. Yelena is going to be, become the new Black Widow, I think, in a post-credits scene. That is my guess. Is the post-credits, I do know that the post-credit, or at least one of them, is in modern-day MCU. So, like, after Endgame, like, 2023 or early 2024 is when one post-credit scene is. I think in there, that's where we're going to learn that Yelena is now the new Black Widow. I think that maybe some of this movie could be a funeral for Natasha. I really hope that we see what's going on in Budapest. I really do. Like, I kind of need to know what happened in Budapest. We need to find out in this movie. Or maybe just, like, oh, I know what could be cool is if we get, like, the beginning part of Budapest, like, the setup in this movie, and then we see, like, the back half of it in the Hawkeye series. That would be cool, because we know that Hawkeye is going to jump around in time and stuff, because some of the show is going to be in between Infinity War and Endgame, though the main chunk of that show is going to be after Endgame. I'd love to see that. That could be so, so cool. I'm kind of nervous about Taskmaster, honestly, because I've heard that Taskmaster is the weakest part of this film. I really do, and I'm excited to see the family stuff. I'm expecting, David Harbour's Red Guardian. I'm expecting that to be absolutely amazing. So, trying to think of anything else I want to say. Oh, yeah, so Robert Downey Jr., I'm not sure if he's in this movie. The What If trailer dropped today, and it is not RDJ voicing Iron Man. That makes me a little bit worried. So, we will see what happens with that. We will see. I really hope that he's in this movie, even if they just, like, use a deleted scene from Civil War, but I'm not going to get my hopes up, so that if I do see it, like, I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited to see this movie in, like, 40 minutes. I'm so excited, but we gotta leave, like, right now. So, I'm just gonna wrap this up here real quick. I'm trying to think of what else to say, because I'm not in the podcast, because there's gonna be a break. So, this is my last call. Alright, I think that we're gonna be seeing, Julia Louis-Dreyfus in this movie, because we know that we're gonna see Thaddeus Ross. I think maybe that's, this is where we're gonna find out who she's working for. Because I do think, like, Feige confirmed, like, that is the only twist that was changed about Phase 4 because of COVID. Is because now we started off and we didn't know who she was working for. Now we maybe were supposed to know. So I think that's who it could be. I really think that's who it could be. Maybe this movie that could set up the Thunderbolts a bit. But, yeah, I really don't have anything else to say about Black Widow. I'm expecting a little bit more setup for Secret Invasion, maybe. But, guys, I just cannot wait to see this. I'm seeing this opening night. I cannot wait to just see Marvel movie in a theater again. I cannot wait. I gotta go see Black Widow, guys. I'll see you in a couple hours. So, bye-bye. Okay. Well, I have just returned from seeing Marvel Studios' Black Widow in a movie theater. And we're just going in full spoilers now. We are just going in full spoilers. If you've not seen the film, this is your last chance to leave, because I'm talking about this movie in full spoiler fashion. You guys can wait until tomorrow or Sunday for the full review of this movie. So go watch Black Widow. If you are comfortable seeing this in a theater, go right ahead and see this in a theater with packed audience. It's where this movie needs to be seen. If you're not comfortable with the theater yet, or if they're not open near you, the film is streaming on Disney Plus. So goodbye if you've not seen Black Widow yet. Okay. Time to talk about this movie. I really liked it. I really liked this movie, this Black Widow film. I thought there was a huge shaky start at the beginning. Well, not the real beginning. I thought that the first maybe 5 or 6 minutes of this movie. No, it was more like 12 minutes. I don't know. It's theaters. You can't keep time. The first sequence of this film, where we're introduced to Natasha and her whole family, and then the whole opening credit sequence. I love that. I loved the opening credit sequence. Now, having all that, which I love the whole first part. I love that so much. And I cannot wait to see this movie a second time on Disney Plus. The movie then just stumbles so much. It takes another like 20 minutes or so to just get back up there. But then after that, like, once we get to see Florence Pugh as Yelena, that's where this movie really takes off. That's where this becomes an awesome Marvel spy thriller. People are calling this, you know, like, the best Marvel movie. This is nowhere near the best Marvel movie. I've only seen this film once. I would say, other than Black Panther, this is by far the best. Alright, no. Black Panther and Spider-Man Homecoming. Because Spider-Man Homecoming is like my second or third favorite MCU movie. I haven't ranked them in a while. But I love Homecoming. So this is a movie that, you know, it's probably my third favorite of those, like, number ones. Because this is not an origin film by any means. But this is the first film of the Black Widow series. I'm sure this will be a series because of the credit scene with where we saw like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We saw her as Valentina. So this is really the first major time that the movies have referenced the shows. Of course, we have Jarvis in Endgame, but you know, just getting this little reference here just. And I did not like how they did it. It sort of made a bit of a joke of Yelena saying goodbye to her sister. That was something I did not like. I did not like that. Now, but the rest of that scene was great, because now we have the setup for Hawkeye. So, just knowing that she's going to be after Clint now, just, oh, I'm so ready for it. I'm so ready for it. Like, as soon as she handed her the tablet, that's when I knew, oh, she's going after Clint Barton. That's what's happening here. Now, I thought that Melina was great. I thought that Rachel Weisz did an outstanding job at portraying that character. So, it's just, this is a movie that knows what it is. This movie that knows exactly what it is. It's a Black Widow prequel film. It's not an origin, but it is a prequel film. I personally, this is a movie that does outstanding at the box office. I really do. I hope this movie makes a... It's Marvel. This movie's going to make $1 billion. No, that is a bold prediction. Like, especially considering the fact that it's on COVID. And with COVID and everything, it's not all theaters are open. And Disney Plus. Like, I don't know how many more times I'm going to be seeing Black Widow in a theater. If I ever will. You know, I don't know if this is a movie that I will pay. I mean, I'm paying $30 to see some Disney Plus. But, I'm not sure if I'll pay another $40 to see this again in a movie theater. Like, unless this movie is tanking, and I can't see how it will. But, you know, this is... And speaking of Disney Plus, this absolutely could have been released on Disney Plus. Absolutely. This is... And especially with these shows we've been getting, it just feels like more of a Disney Plus thing, if I'm being honest. Like, I really can't see, you know, just, I'm trying to figure out a phrase because I just walked out. And don't get me wrong, guys, I really love this movie. I love Black Widow. I just think this could have been released on May 1st, 2020 on Disney Plus. That is just what I think. I think something more like Shang-Chi or Eternals are better for theaters because those are introducing new things. You know, this is a movie. It's a farewell to Scarlett Johansson, but and I am so glad that like she did an amazing job here. Because she finally got the spotlight. She finally got the spotlight. And she just takes it and runs with it. I really love that. There were a couple of references from the Avengers that I really love. Just getting Dracov's daughter. Loved that so much. Just getting to see, and I wonder if that was a plan. I wonder if that was the plan. I don't think it was. But that would have been so cool. So, like, and also there was a whole thing with, yo, that is dripping. It's gushing red. So that would, there are a couple of things in this movie that just made me be like, oh, that's the thing from the thing. It's the thing. It's the thing. So... Yeah, I had a great time with Black Widow. There's really nothing else I can think of at the moment that I want to say about Black Widow. So, you know, I love the movie. If for some reason you've listened to this whole thing, I don't know why, because I just spoiled it for you. But just in case I didn't, here's the last spoiler, the last big spoiler for this movie. Taskmaster is Dracov's daughter. I thought it was cool because, like, when she started to take off the mask, I kept expecting it to be her friend. O.T. Fag Bentley's character. That's who I thought it was. And it's like, oh no, it's Dracov's daughter. That's who it is. So, yeah, I love that. I thought that. People are saying that she was very, like, stale, not interesting. I actually found her to be one of... I actually found Taskmaster to be one of the highlights of the film. And I loved almost everything about this movie. So, that's all I'm going to say about Black Widow. Go see it again. Or on... I mean, guys, we're going to watch this movie so many times. It's a Marvel movie. All right? 24 films, Shang-Chi's the 25th. Oh, and I got to see the Shang-Chi trailer in IMAX. It looked beautiful in IMAX, and I can't wait to see the Shang-Chi film on September 2nd. Because Thursdays. Yeah, guys, so if you're just finding this podcast for the first time, my name is Drew Gretsch. You guys can go and find our Loki shows from a while. Well, I mean, just from this past week. And we've been covering all of the Disney Plus shows. We've covered all the previous films. So we are loving all the Marvel things right now. So you guys can go and follow us on Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. Go check our website, kcommentariesnetwork.com. Send in your Black Widow feedback to AnotherMarvelPodcast@gmail.com. So, it's going to be about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Full, 2-hour review of Black Widow is going to come out on Sunday. It's going to be me, Alex Edwards, and Nick Denenberg. All of us are going to be talking about Black Widow, but not together because of scheduling things. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this show. If you are a first-time listener, that's awesome, and I hope you come back. So that is it for me with my before and after on Black Widow. Bye-bye.